On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a swinging into summer concert at the ASO. Happy to have on the program, as always, the Executive Director of the Iterane Symphony Orchestra, Libby Watson. Libby, so good to have you back on it once again.
Good evening, Dale. Thanks for having us.
As well as the ASO Music Director and Conductor, Bruce Kiesling. Bruce, welcome back.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
And this is going to be actually entitled Swing into Summer, Libby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Queued that up perfectly, Dale, for us. We appreciate that. Swing into Summer is the final concert of our 22-23 season at the Iterane Symphony Orchestra. And this swing band concert will be happening on Friday, June 2nd at 7:30 in the evening at Dawson Auditorium on the Iterane College campus. We will have a pre-concert patio party starting at 6:30 before the concert begins. Join us on the patio area outside Dawson Auditorium. There will be a cash bar and some fun lawn games, weather permitting.
Yeah.
A great way to get the evening started, and then we'll head into the hall for the concert to begin at 7:30. Tickets are available now online at iteranesymphony.org or at the ASO office. The phone number is 517-264-3121. And the box office will be open before the concert begins for any last-second additions to your party.
Yes.
You can add those tickets at that time.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is going to be another great concert, Bruce, in which it's going to be, you know, a different genre of music, but still good music.
Absolutely. You know, we had a long tradition that this June slot for our programs, every year was a swing show. And
mm-hmm.
we kind of did a different focus, maybe Ella Fitzgerald one year, maybe the Dorsey Brothers another year. There was kind of a theme for each of those years. And we did that, I think, my first season.
Yeah.
And then maybe once since then. But we've been mixing that up with some other artists. You know, we've had a couple of tribute bands for the Beach Boys and the Carpenters and some others. So it's been a couple years since we've done the program like this, and we know that we're really excited, and I think our audience too is really ready to come back to enjoy this fantastic music with a really first-rate band, a big band up there on the stage to really swing into summer, as we've titled it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, big band music never loses its popularity, Bruce.
Absolutely. There's something infectious about it. And it kind of has a revival every decade or so. People
yeah.
are like, oh my gosh, this is such fantastic music. And it was really the music of young people when it first came out in the 30s and 40s. And then I think just generation after generation rediscovers it. And it's so catchy instantly. And we see it in so much popular culture too. You know, it's used in films and commercials and television, and this is just music that's integral with the American psyche. And so you'll hear some of these hits, and certainly as we were putting this list together of songs, we wanted to include a lot of the big swing hit songs that people are going to recognize. It's going to make them want to jump up and start dancing, and we'll have some guests, special guests too, to help get the dancing going for sure.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So during the program, we'll focus on a couple of different composers. So there'll be a set. One of the things I'm most looking forward to is a set of pieces by Duke Ellington, and of course one of the first famous African-American composers and performers to really cross over.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellington had an incredible career, not only in swing, but eventually moved into classical music and wrote some ballets as well. And so, but here are some of his absolute big hits. Mood Indigo, of course, that many people are going to recognize, but probably the biggest Ellington hit of all is It Don't Mean a Thing If
mm-hmm.
It Ain't Got That Swing. And so that is one of the tunes that, of course, we'll be doing as part of our little Ellington set that we'll hear on the first half of our program. And the other thing that we'll have is a singer. So we have a singer who's going to come in and sing a couple of different songs. And as a special treat, she not only sings, but she also plays the clarinet.
Ooh.
So she'll be switch hitting there. So singing a little, the clarinet, another. And of course, Benny Goodman, one of the most talented clarinet players in history, will be doing another set of pieces. And I think probably the other really, really famous song that we'll be showcasing is a Benny Goodman hit, Sing, 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 of
course. Sure.
And that has that famous drum toms solo that opens the tune that everyone's like, oh, wait, I know this song.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're really excited about this. And we should also mention, too, this program is being put together and sort of led by Paul Keller. And Paul is based in Ann Arbor, but a really fantastic bass player and swing band leader. So he's a specialist in this kind of music. And so he helped select these songs for sure, and knows all of the best swing players in southern lower Michigan here. So we'll have some of our own regular ASO players, but augmented, you know, with the saxophone players that he knows around town and performs with all the time. So this is going to be an absolute A-list big band to come in and play. And then once you add a singer to that, you know, we really hope to kind of do a kind of a throwback and a really exciting program that features not only the great music, but great singing, and of course switch hitting on her clarinet.
Yeah.
And sort of set up the way a traditional, you know, the way these shows used to be. And, you know, here we are on the radio, of course, and you can imagine these great radio programs that you see, you know, on television and things, how they set up, and a lot of these things where they'd say live from the Imperial Bowl ballroom.
That's right.
You know, and usually those were just studios. You know, there was no real ballroom there.
Yeah.
But it was part of the illusion of it.
It was the magic of radio.
Exactly. So here, exactly, through the magic of radio. But here we actually get to say live from Dawson Auditorium, this absolute A-list of musicians. So and then there'll be a few excerpts as well, some from some of the other big names. You know, Glenn Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly one of the big names that we'll showcase. And Count Basie. So those are, again, a who's who of some of the absolute biggest artists. And then the other thing that I think we should definitely include is we will have a couple of dancers to come out and dance with some of the tunes. Because so much of this kind of music, you know, just makes you want to move.
Yes.
And so I think we want to make sure that itch is scratched
for
our audience. And this is frequently one of our best-selling programs. You know, for years and years, this was we really did really well with the swing show. And Libby and I just felt it was definitely time to come and, you know, hit this well again and share this fantastic music with our audience.
Yes, definitely. The thing I think is going to be really great is having the members of the Adrian Symphony Orchestra playing with some of the big band players too. And boy, what a sound that's going to be, Bruce.
Exactly. You know, and because playing, especially playing, you know, when in orchestra world, we call it, you're the principal trumpet. If you're the, you know, the number one trumpet player, we call that person a principal. And in this style of music, they have principals where they're just playing lead. They say, oh, so you don't play first trumpet, who's playing lead for this? And that, especially in swing music, is a specialist. So you have someone who specializes in playing that really high trumpet that you sometimes hear, like Doc Severinsen or something, that really, really high sound. Most classical players don't do that. So although we sometimes will have some of our own players sit in, they don't necessarily play lead. For that kind of thing, we'll have maybe a lead trombone and a lead trumpet come in, who are true specialists in this specific genre of music, and they've learned to do that really high sort of swooping special. You know, there are all kinds of different words in music that we have for the effects that they do if they swoop up or swoop down.
Yeah.
There are certain words for that, like doit and different kinds of like fancy little words that, oh, that should do that. So I go bwah, or I go
down. Yeah.
You know, different things that they do in this style of music, and real specialists. And then we have like Shannon, who's one of she's our principal clarinet player, also a fantastic saxophone player. So she'll be part of this group. And it's just a great combination of musicians and backgrounds and experiences to come together. And I frequently say one of the great things about the symphony orchestra is its versatility.
Yes.
And that is so, I mean, we try to make sure that throughout the season, we have lots of variety.
But
I think,
you do.
We try to do that from film music to more popular things. Mm-hmm. And certainly in our education concerts, we're showcasing different styles of music. But here, I think this is so just obvious, contrast to maybe our last program, Pictures at an Exhibition, which was such a wonderful classical piece. And then here we are a month later with a swing program that just really demonstrating the virtuosity of our musicians and also just the variety of music that you're likely to expect in an Adrian Symphony Orchestra season.
And again, the invitation goes out there, yes, please come to the concert, but if this has not been one of the concerts that you've ever gone to and says, well, it's with an orchestra, it's the ASO, and you know, I'm not too sure, this is another one to come in and say, you know, okay, try it out because of the fact you can see the versatility of the Adrian Symphony Orchestra members playing along with these very specialist big band players too.
Yeah, it goes both ways, you know, because some of the people who come to a concert like this are like, oh, I don't think I'd like classical. And we're like, hey, you should really come and try it out. And then the opposite is true too. There are people who come to the classical and like, well, I don't know if I'd like that. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go to your film show because, well, I like classical music so much. Or this show, maybe a swing program, well, because I'm kind of a purist. And like, no, the whole point is that you get to see our same musicians in some cases playing these different styles of music. And so, you know, I am many things, but I am not a musical snob. And I think that,
I know,
there are so many different things to celebrate about different styles of music. So I kind of love everything. And I think that this is just an important part of being the major music producer here in Lenawee County, bringing these wonderful professional musicians in to celebrate this huge variety of music.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. A lot of the songs and the music of the big band kind of led up to what we are now, what we'd call our popular music, too, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. It was sort of, it really led its way into rock and roll in a way.
Yeah.
That sort of transition from, if you think of what popular music was turn of the century, you know, yes, we had like waltzes, sort of Strauss waltzes and that sort of thing. But then with the invention of ragtime and that style, which then definitely morphed into the popular music of the 20s and 30s, directly into swing and then directly into the 50s when with the birth of rock and roll.
Yeah.
So just this sort of more of a driven rhythm, and then definitely the way in swing music was really the first time we saw a rhythm section kind of break away. So you had guitar, bass, drums, and that sort of distinct rhythm section, and then how that interacted with eventually coming into rock and roll and popular music. I mean, it's all related, and it's basically this journey of American popular music throughout the 20th century, and this is such an important part of it. And I think, like we said, it's a part that people will identify with and recognize these songs and just have a great time.
Because
there's such great energy in these songs that people, I think, are just going to be captured and taken away by this great, great music.
So remind us, Libby, when this is going to be.
It's happening Friday night, June 2nd at 7:30. Concert begins at 7:30. The patio party will be at 6:30 outside Dawson Auditorium. And the tickets are available online at adriansymphony.org, by phone at 264-3121, or at the box office that night. Like Bruce said, this concert does sell very well for us. So the best seats are available today.
Yeah.
So if you are ready to make your purchase, sooner's better than later.
That's right.
In that case. Yeah. Every seat, though, of course, is a great seat in Dawson Auditorium. We're very lucky to have that space to perform in. I have some people to thank for supporting our season. This is, of course, the last concert of our 22-23 season, and we've announced our next season. We're also taking subscription orders for that. So if you've not already picked up a brochure, you can do that night at the concert. But we want to thank our title sponsor this season is Plainwave Instruments. So we also have season support from Michigan Arts and Culture Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. And we thank for so much support over the years, the Stubnitz Foundation for their guest artist funding to bring in these awesome artists to Adrian and to perform on Dawson Auditorium stage.
That's right. And it's so wonderful that we have this venue. It's so wonderful that we have the Adrian Symphony Orchestra and the great music that is provided throughout the season. And as you said, Bruce, and I totally agree, the variety that you're able to give us every single year, every single season. It's just outstanding. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you and our audience really appreciate all that variety. I think that's one of the real strengths of the work that we do here. And I know that our audience will really enjoy this. And I just like saying, you know, the pre-concert patio party just sounds great. The alliterative nature of all of that. Who doesn't want to come to a pre-concert patio party?
That's right. Exactly.
That sounds great. Super fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the program. We'll look forward to another great concert. Swing in the Summer, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Dawson Auditorium on the campus of Adrian College. Libby Watson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dale, for having us once again.
And we'll look forward to when we have you on to talk about the next season, too. Yes. So, and I'm looking forward to that, too, Bruce Kiesling.
Definitely very exciting, and thank you for everything, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.